This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When you're 1-4, I don't know how much a win like this matters.
Well, that's what we talked about last week. Now you're playing your peers. Prove you're better than them.
Yes.
And they did. But I'm not going to get too excited because it is the Jaguars, and you're supposed to beat that team. Even if you're a 2-4 team, you're supposed to go in there and beat them. And I can see them winning the next two and getting to 4-4, and everybody's like, oh, they're back, they're back. Well, not really. I think the difference is they're playing teams that are their level.
That said, that's your top 10, and there's not one of those teams that I would look at and say, that team is definitely better than every other team in college football.
I agree. In Utah, I like them a lot based on what they've done, but I could see them losing.
If you had four different teams than me, would that be shocking?
No.
So if you said Ohio State, Baylor, Utah, TCU, and I said LSU, Clemson, Michigan State, Florida State, what's the difference? You took the top four teams in the AP poll. I don't know that those are the four best teams.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Let me clarify that. I didn't take the top four teams in the AP poll.
No.
That was a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetically speaking.
I just want to make that clear because it wasn't clear from the rewind. Anyway, hour number three of the Blitz out here at Tupelo's on Rayford Road. You need to get your butt out here. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And if you miss the first 2 hours, everything that you just heard there, plus a lot of other good stuff, all available at podcastarena.com, our new podcast site. It's fantastic. And go check it out. You can also listen to us if you're just getting home and you want to keep listening to the show, which why wouldn't you? There's a TuneIn Radio app. There's ESPN Radio app. There's ESPN975.com. So plenty of ways to listen to the show. And somebody sent me a later version of the story that said they never got off the ground, which...
You're not even allowed to recline before you get off the ground.
Then, she gets what she deserves, if that's the case. And then somebody texted me, and I've lost a bunch of my numbers, so I don't know who it is, so I apologize in advance. But says, come on now, what if the passenger is pregnant and needs to recline?
No.
Well,
don't fly if you're pregnant.
Hey, if you're pregnant, you're already miserable.
Well, don't ruin everybody else's flight.
Reclining's not going to help you. And B, again, you got to think about the person behind you. All right, a pregnant woman, okay, but see, now we're going to start expanding it to somebody who's got.
Listen, I'm not going to choke a pregnant woman, but I'll throw up on a pregnant woman, no problem.
I'll sneeze in her hair.
I'll dump orange juice on her for sure.
She'll probably like that.
Well,
you never know. She might be craving it.
She might.
Jacob just said Texans signed Charles James off waivers, according to Texans. Yeah, we talked about that the first hour, actually. I think that hopefully will help their special teams. So, Texter asks, any chance someone other than FSU or Clemson wins the ACC? Quite a few ranked teams this week. I don't think so. I would be surprised.
I think those are the cream of the crop. I'm having a hard time thinking anybody else who could win that conference. Georgia Tech fell off. So they're obviously out. Duke is still, I guess they're still technically in the conversation. I guess Pittsburgh is too. But
who's pretty good is Pitt.
That
loss to Iowa is the only thing that you look at them and you say, wow, how did they? And then Iowa hasn't lost yet. So,
but if you ask North Carolina, by the way, is no. They are not in that conversation. Duke's only loss is to Northwestern. Duke is probably the most serious threat if I were looking at someone outside Clemson, Florida State. But my short answer is probably not.
All right. Couple things.
Duke, by the way,
has
given up 56 points this season. 56 through six games.
That's Duke.
Is that good?
That's above average, yeah.
That seems pretty good to
me. I'm gonna give them a plus on that.
They've given up 7, 0, 19, 20. 7-3.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty salty.
That's a good football team.
And they're playing Virginia Tech this week, so that's probably another 0 or 3.
couple people asking, either of you have a lean against the spread or anything for tonight's game? I bet the Giants when they were plus 5.5. I still like it outside of 3.
I like the Giants, too. I'm Giants money lining tonight.
Yeah. So, and somebody on Twitter asked that, when do you decide to money line a game? And generally, I look for, well, two situations. If a team, say, like where the Giants are, 3.5-point favorites, and I feel like they're going to win the game, or 3.5-point dogs, and I feel like they're going to win the game, I'll take the extra value and go money line.
Yeah.
The other ones I like, and I didn't do it for enough money, but when Memphis is plus 10 against Ole Miss, and I'm getting 4, 5, 6 to 1 on a team that I think has a real good chance to win, I'll do it then. Usually I don't do big bets on those. It was just a min bet. But you get a nice return for that. You don't have to be right very often if you're getting 4, 5, 6 to 1. You just need to be right 33% of the time, basically.
Yeah. And typically I always recommend if you make a money line play, you back it with a play against the spread, too.
Right, right.
So that way you don't, you know, if – I mean, I guess technically you could lose twice then, but you don't want to – when Vegas offers you points, it's dumb not to take them. You just take that as sort of – the money line is sort of a bonus play.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 out here at Two Below's. And come out, join us. Starting to get packed out here, and this is such a cool place. I mean, you can bring your family and eat, and you're not out of place. You can sit at the bar with the fellas and flirt with the girls. You're not out of place. It's just a nice mix of everything. And we're going to have Chip here to talk about our golf tournament experience, along with some of the other things here in just a minute. But any thoughts beyond that on the line tonight? I really like the Giants tonight. I think there's a little bit of overreaction to what Philadelphia did to the Saints last week. I think, much like the Texans yesterday, Philadelphia last week did everything they need to do to win in terms of controlling the football, in terms of forcing some turnovers, and wearing out a bad defense late. And we saw the Texans yesterday force turnovers, wear a team down late, the kind of way they have to win. And I think people are overreacting to what the Eagles did last week a little bit, especially since the Saints came back and beat the Falcons on a short week.
Well,
this Giants team hasn't played a bad game all year.
They haven't. They've had some, much like the Ravens, they've had, or and the Seahawks, they've had some bad finishes, but they haven't played a bad game yet. And I think this is one of those situations where people are probably expecting the Eagles to kind of turn the corner here. I just don't know if it's coming.
Yeah, if they did turn the corner last week, then I'll be wrong. But, you know, that's the thing. 713-780-ESPN. It's so funny. I got like 20 texts that think the airplane bit's funny, and one guy, get back to sports.
Shut
you
up.
Get it.
Get
don't
back
recline.
To sports, guy.
Dude, we've done sports for 2 hours today. Nothing but sports. All right? If we want to do a few minutes talking about some woman who got choked because she did something stupid, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
In fact, if I want to do the rest of the show on it, guess what? We will. I don't want to. Don't think you want to.
No.
But
I'm not opposed to it either.
Yeah, you have options. You can flip to something else. Spencer asking, how much do you like the Giants bet? I mean, it's not a max bet for me, but it's a pretty solid bet. And I don't like to get into amounts, but I'm not being shy. Now, I had a great college football day, so I've got a little extra, and I'm going to wind up with a winning week no matter what.
So, I don't know what this. I don't know how to answer that question when people ask me. I'm playing it, so
yeah.
I don't,
but there are different.
And I typically don't play games unless I feel pretty good about them. So
yeah, I mean there are. I get it though because there are variations, and there are some games where I feel good enough to say I'm putting some money on this. I think I'll win, but if I don't, no big deal. It's not that much money. And then there's somewhere I'm unloading the account. Well, it's somewhere in between that. It's not. And I feel really good about the Giants, but no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to bet a small child on them or something like that.
Yeah. So. Don't bet enough that you're going to tweet us tomorrow bitching about us saying the Giants were going to win.
Well, yeah. Well, you're going to do that anyway, and that's fine.
I don't need to hear that.
But, again, well, what do we always tell you? Make your own decisions, your own bets.
And don't bet more than you can afford to lose.
God, no. Man, I had so much hatred from somebody. Like, you said this was going to happen, and I bet all this money. Dude, nobody at any point told you to go and bet more than you could afford to lose.
No.
And you should never do that. And that's one of the great things when I thought it was going to be out today, but sometime in the next couple days when the audiobook's out, all that's in there.
Yeah.
Don't go over your head. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Joey says, I like the Giants as if the game were already played. Yes. No, I don't feel like you can move on this as though it's already been played, but I feel pretty good about it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Chip's going to come up here and tell us about what's going on at Two Below.
Chipster.
And we're going to relive our incredible golf experience from last week.
I can't wait to talk about this.
So okay. Well, so we'll keep talking for a minute then, John. My bad. I was trying to keep us on, trying to do my job.
I see what you were doing.
We know you're the star. John makes us sound great. Aaron keeps us on air. My job is to kind of keep us on clock. That's it.
Well,
so I just
you're failing so far.
I was trying. I efforted, but I didn't Pagano it though.
It's not your fault anyway, because Aubrey didn't answer the phone. So
okay.
I'm just going to tell you about them anyway. Listen, if you can see dirt stains or mud tracks on your carpets or rug, if there's dirt you can see, just imagine what you can't see with the naked eye. All the bacteria, allergens, flea eggs, etc. DFC is your one-stop resource for all your carpet, tile, and upholstery needs. Save yourself time by trusting DFC to do the job right for you the first time. I use DFC in Austin. I used them in Houston. They do fantastic work every time, and they always leave my floors looking like new. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They don't use soap or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers, and it's chemical, so it's not necessarily safe for you or your kids or your pets. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water. You combine that with their truck-powered equipment, and it can clean any surface, and that's what really sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back like the other guys. And it's not just carpet. They'll do tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, all with that unique patented technology. And you call right now, you'll get a family four-pack to the Texas Renaissance Festival with any purchase. And, you go out to the RenFest, you have a great day, you come home to a clean house. It's hard to beat. Nothing starts off the road to a clean house like a call to the guys over at DFC. Give them a call, 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. It's 281-347-8373 for DFC.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And it's time to have our buddy Chip from Tupelo's on. Terrific golfer, really.
You know, I held back a little bit. I wanted to not outshine you guys too much. I do need to clear the air a little bit about a couple of things. You know, there are a lot of people, a lot of teams out there that felt like, they needed to, maybe cheat a little bit. And we played above board the whole time. And I think we put in a fair score. And it was for charity, and that's fine. You know, if that makes him feel better, it's cool. It's cool. And I actually just said all that with a straight face because I think we wrote our scores down before we teed off on each hole.
Pretty much. That was the way to go.
Yeah, it's like, I think we're going to do this on this hole, so here we go.
You know, on a high note, though, I had a lot of brown spots in my yard, and I collected enough sod to fill those in. So That was by far and away the most expensive grass ever.
You did chew up a little bit of grass.
Yes. And I think we have decided what next year's charity is going to be, and it's going to be A.J. Hoffman Golf Lesson Charity.
Okay. Fred, let's be honest here. We came in knowing I'm not a good golfer, right?
Right.
Was I significantly worse than anyone else out there?
I think if we're doing rankings, I know one guy you were better than.
Okay.
At least. I think we were all equally.
Everybody was
sucky.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I separated myself from the crowd with how bad my golf was. I got to be honest.
Well, and the good thing was is that you were honest. And this is what I heard on every hole. I was like, hey, it's mulligan time. And what happens? Fred walks up. Same thing every time. He goes, put it away. I got this.
Well, Fred does say that.
On the second one, though, I always did. I think there's only one that I screwed up. You let me hit it twice, I'm usually going to feel okay.
Fred does say that a lot. He often says, don't worry, I got us. And then sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, but he always says it. But I like that about Fred because Fred, he walks up with some confidence. I walk up thinking, am I going to lose this golf ball or not? And chances are good, I am. But Fred, even when I lose it, Fred says, don't worry, I got this.
Fred and I ran through a case of balls, I think, in 8 holes.
No, we made it 9 holes. We had one left for the ninth.
No, I was pulling some dirty balls out of the bag for number nine.
You never pull dirty balls out of the bag. The best part, though, was the long drive guy gets up there, and you know, he's all bragging about how great he is. And he hits one about – he crushes it, but it goes dead right over the trees, probably in the parking lot, probably hit a car. And AJ just says, well, I could have done that. And he goes, well, it's about 100 yards further than you could have done. It's like AJ got under his skin. That was the best part. AJ pissed off the long drive guy. Of course, the next one he hit was Titanic, but still.
It still wasn't in the fairway.
Well, no, it wasn't.
And I feel like we should have had a second, raise money deal over and under on how many houses AJ was going to hit.
Okay, now that part is accurate.
Yeah.
That part is accurate.
I think all of us hit a house at some point, though. I'm very proud of that. That's a well-rounded team. When all four guys can hit a house.
Hey, and I tell you what, it took some time. I was a little disappointed that, it was my tournament. I had you awesome guys playing with me, and we couldn't find a beer cart girl to save our lives.
Could not.
Yeah, we almost got 3 holes before we found one. And I'm just like, dude, can't you just text somebody? I mean, it's your tournament. And he did, so he texted Shannon, and we wound up with beer.
Yeah, and then what happened, we're on the Arnold Palmer course, and hopefully they're not listening when I say this. Because then my wife and Megan, my server manager, pulls up, and apparently she doesn't know all the golf etiquette because she just drove it right up on the green.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Megan. Let's make it clear.
Megan.
Yeah. Megan drove on the green.
Yeah, it was not my wife.
But that's all right. I like Megan. She's fun. She's my kind of degenerate. She can drive on the green anytime she wants.
She's hot. I mean,
a little bit, yeah. Anyway, what do you got? Well, before we waste all your time talking about our golf prowess, and then we're going to get to how you almost killed me, but tell the people about the specials you got coming.
Well, you know, Halloween's coming up, and it's actually on a Saturday, right?
What are you dressing as?
I'm going to go all out. I think I'm going to do, the comfy scrubs doctor thing, because I want to sacrifice.
Okay. That's kind of lame, but all right.
I think you should wear your golf costume again.
Yeah, with the knickers.
Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
That was not a costume. And there should have been an award for best dressed golfer.
And I don't know if you would have won it anyway.
Yeah.
I had Todd beat. I mean, he was bright. You could see him from 8 holes away. Yeah. But that wasn't the point.
Have you guys added up the numbers, how much money you raised for those guys?
A lot. It's a lot. But we still don't have an actual total.
Okay.
But it's looking pretty darn good. And for a first-year tournament, everybody had a great time. My hat's off to Shannon for putting...
you can't say enough about how hard she worked on that, man. She did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, she's neurotic and a huge pain in the butt, but she did a great job. And it went off really well. I think everybody had a great time. We all
Thank you.
Cheated really well.
Not me.
No, I didn't fill out the scorecard. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I bought 87 mulligans.
We only used 84. Come on.
I know. I didn't want to use them all.
No, but it was a great event. Really appreciate you putting it on. And
I think it's amazing we all got through completely stone cold sober. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
I think we left the cart with. And where did they get these bottles? Did they raid an airliner?
I don't know. Yeah, all the mini bottles.
I'll just say a few of them made it home with me. So, I'm not going to leave Jack Daniels sitting in the cart like that. You kidding me?
No, I think we had like five or six Bacardis in one cooler. We had X amount of Jack in the other.
Yeah. By the way, two miniature bottles of rum to one bottle of Gatorade is not really thirst quenching as you would think. It doesn't do the same trick.
It gets you there faster, though, because that's a trick I learned a long time ago when I had little kids and I was married the last time and I wanted to get drunk fast. Mix anything with Gatorade, boom, done. It's 10 minutes and you're like, okay, great, I can deal with these bleepers now.
I can't decide if drinking improves your golf game or just makes you not care enough to think that your golf game is improving.
That's a good thing about me is I go out there the whole time knowing that I'm not good at golf. And as long as you're in that mindset, it's all right.
AJ, I don't think you got to witness Fred accusing me of trying to kill him.
Oh, I did.
Well, I should have been wearing a GoPro on my head because it was epic.
Well, okay, let's start with this. First off, Chip is one of those guys who, and we were talking about this before, we're terrible cart partners because I'm a left-hander who slices a ball, and he's a right-hander who really slices a ball. So we're on the opposite side.
Hang on.
Okay, let me rephrase that. You slice it when you actually hit it. But since we're on the opposite sides of the fairway, we always have to go and pick up somebody's ball. And so he's one of those guys that likes to slow down and let you lean out and grab the ball. And so he slowed down, and it was kind of on a hill, and I reached up and grabbed onto the plexiglass of the cart, which proceeded to essentially fall down on me. And so, yeah, I rolled out of the cart. So it was my fault, but...
Nah, I was trying to kill you.
It's funnier to blame you.
I was trying to kill you. And next time we play, I'm going to really try to kill you because you sliced the ball like nobody's business.
Ordinarily, I don't. I played like crap, though. I'm the first one
to
admit.
I miss the ball, it's called a practice swing.
Well, okay.
It's your tournament. That's what you want to say.
Yeah, you can call it whatever you want.
It's the
Two Below's tournament. Therefore, you own Two Below's. Anything you want to call a shot, you can do. That's perfectly fine. When we have the Fred and AJ tournament, if we want to hit the ball 36 times off there and call those practice swings, we can do that too.
That's right.
I think next year when we play, they're going to have a half a dozen of those little sand dispensers on each cart.
Well, the fact that we needed one of those on a green is not a good sign. I'm just going to say.
No, we're putting that on Megan. That was all Megan.
Yeah, she's not here to defend herself, so, yeah.
And you know, he just left. He's a friend of ours. He works at a neighboring bar, old Dougie Fresh. You know, the guy's got one eye, you know. So I think it was just, he's the only guy I've ever known to go to a charity golf tournament and make money. He won everything.
So he got the TV?
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. This helicopter pilot.
Was he drunk?
He had to have been. Thank God we asked those women to move 50 yards away from the green because he dropped it right on top of their cart and their tent.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not sure what it was closest to not hitting someone. I don't know. I don't even know how that was determined.
Oh, well. It was a fun idea, though.
Hey, good times were had.
Yeah, it was a great time. And if you didn't play in it this year, shame on you. Next year when we do this, it'll be bigger and better. And plus, the best part about playing at a country club is you get to make fun of country club people. Because they're total dickweeds. They really are. And I'm sorry if they're listening, but... No, I'm not sorry if they're listening. You guys are such jerks to people, especially when it's like a bunch of drunk guys from a bar coming to play. I can't believe they're letting those people on our course. Dude, you're getting paid for it. Shut up.
Hey, I'll tell you, the awesome thing about it, though, was I didn't see a marshal or anybody anywhere to be found. Thank God.
Yeah, that would not have gone
somebody,
well.
Somebody would have been sending me a bill for, like, green replacement.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's that's a good thing. Man, I got this nice shirt out of it, too, man. This is total badass shirt.
I know.
Yeah, I like it. All right, well.
Shannon has good taste, Fred.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. We love Shannon. She's also one of my beer buddies. We've killed some brain cells together, so. All right, well, we'll do this again next year, and we're going to be out here again when? When do we No, we're coming back.
Shannon's looking it up.
We don't know.
I just write the check.
We'll let you know by the end of the
hey, while she's looking it up, I'll give you the cliff notes on our Halloween party.
Yeah, please do.
All right, so we're doing it on Halloween since it's falling on a Saturday.
Good choice.
We're going to have, during the day, because we are a very family-friendly bar, we're going to do face painting for the kids during the day before we get into the nighttime hours. Then we're going to have costume contest, $500 in cash and prizes, and some live music.
Awesome.
And also a photo booth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think you should. We should take some pictures together.
I'm thinking of coming as Batgirl. What do you think?
I'll be Catwoman.
Okay, that's a little too weird for me now because...
Can you picture me in those spandex?
I kind of can, and it's both creepy and sexy at the same time, so no, I don't know.
It's creepy that you can picture that.
Oh, I have a very active imagination. I can picture just about anything.
You guys are going to be back on November 16th. So on that date, y'all will be buying me some drinks because that's my birthday week.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
That's
done.
I'm turning 27.
Right.
Again.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And
listen, people complaining about the show. I was on the top 15 list, okay? There, you can't complain.
I blocked that guy. I'm totally going AJ lately. Up until
it feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Up until like a week and a half ago, I only had three people blocked.
No. Not today.
Now I'm up to 15. Yeah. I'm so proud of myself. If you know what? You feel the need to say, oh, I'm going to go listen to somebody else. I listen to ESPN all day, but you guys complain too much. Well, bleep you, Chief.
I'm going
to block
you.
Go away. Go enjoy something. You like boring, crappy radio? Be my guest.
No, I bet Rich Lord is hitting you with some hot takes today.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I'm sure he's just burning up the airwaves. Because I'm telling you, he prepared, you know, for like 16 seconds to do that show today to make you happy. So I'm sure it's great.
Ed, who, and I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we got some great, great listeners and people on Twitter who really add a lot to the show, and I appreciate you guys. Ed's one of those. He's in good standing and shares our love of beer. So says he's celebrating the 15th anniversary of my 25th birthday. Can I get a Blitzer shout-out? Absolutely.
Damn.
Congratulations.
Hard times.
That's a big number. Not as big as mine, but it's a big number. Michael asks, Reuben Randall or D. Harris tonight? Need a flex position down by 10.
I'd probably go Randall.
I think I would, too. Jonathan asks, how is Utah a 3.5-and-a-half-point dog to USC this week? Seems like easy money.
There's no such thing as easy money. Remember that.
No. I have to say, without having done any research yet, I would like Utah getting points. But I haven't looked yet. I'll do some research tomorrow and run some numbers and stuff. And
yeah, it'll probably be a no play for me. But man, USC looked like a totally different team against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's good and still won the game. But USC looked fresh. They looked rejuvenated. They looked like they had a sober coach. It was crazy.
Yeah,
and that team still has a ton of talent.
And you just wonder because we saw it a couple. Well, we saw it when they fired Kiffin. How well they did under Orgeron to finish the season. So you never know. Having a sober coach probably helps. I can't really judge the difference it makes, but I would just say it probably is a positive. But yeah,
the good news is the guy that blocked you, or you blocked.
Yeah,
he's got something nice to say about you.
Really?
The only radio guy worse than Fred Fowler is Barry Warner.
Cool.
So
I got that going for me.
You are not last place in that category.
Aw.
Congratulations on that.
I'm going to lose almost 8 seconds of sleep over that tonight.
And what mattress are you going to be?
Oh, it's not time for that. But Yeah, honestly,
just trying to help you out, bro.
I don't care if you don't like the show. You don't like the show. That's
I say
a
that
problem.
All the time,
and yeah, that you feel the need to try to say, well, look, I get it. Oh, I'm going to tell these guys they suck and let them know I'm going somewhere else, dude. Just you know what? Just leave. Just leave. We don't care. I know your life's miserable. I know you're a pathetic human being. You don't need to show it on Twitter.
Listen, I don't watch American Idol anymore. They're still making money.
Yeah, they don't care. And guess what? We make money. We have ratings. We don't care.
I don't watch The Bachelor, but apparently they do pretty well.
For every knucklehead like you, there's 10 more new people who come in and actually enjoy the show and enjoy what we do. So, yeah, I got nothing to say. You get no more of my time. The game tonight, we talked about a little bit. People are asking. We're both on the Giants. We've talked about that. Anything on the total you like? Or
I kind of expect it to be a high-scoring game, but I'm staying away from totals with the Eagles games just because I don't know which Eagles are going to show
right.
up offensively.
All right. And, well, I guess I would lean over simply because I think the Eagles will score some points, but I also think this Giants team.
What's it at now, 51?
Yeah. I think this Giants team, though, is very capable of scoring points in a hurry, even if they're, especially if they get down. This isn't going to be like the Saints last week where Drew Brees is getting sacked every play. I mean,
yeah.
the Giants can score. So if you had to play, I'm not playing it, but if you had to play, I would take the over.
I'd like it better if either one of these teams could run.
Yeah. The Eagles did better last week, but again, that was against the Saints defense.
Yeah, consistently, neither one of these teams has done well running the ball.
And any thoughts on the baseball so far? We haven't gotten to that. The Mets have been just terrific so far.
The Mets have been money. I mean, they got to Arrieta early, and you know they didn't really.
Which is the key to beating him.
Yeah, that's the first loss he's taken since July. I mean, that's insane. Yeah.
The Cardinals got close against him in that one game when
Couldn't
they chased
do it,
him,
though.
But they and then the Cubs kept going. But I don't think that series is over by a long shot. I still think the Cubs are a pretty good team. It's disheartening when you lose with your ace in game two. And same thing with the Blue Jays, losing with David Price. And losing in a very Astro-like way, I might add, because the Royals did exactly to them what they did to the Astros by getting dink hit after dink hit after dink hit and making contact and putting the ball in play and rallying. And that's the one thing about this Royals team that we've said all along. Man, they are built for the playoffs because they can manufacture runs. And they did that the other day. I think the Jays are going to bounce back, and I think the Cubs are going to bounce back. In the end, I give the Cubs a better chance of winning the series down 0-2 than I do the Jays because I just think the Royals are better than everybody else right now.
I do, too.
And if good Johnny Cueto shows up again tonight, that series is over.
Well, here's what I'll say about that. The matchup tonight is Stroman versus Cueto, and the umpire behind the plate is a large strike zone ump, which plays very well to Johnny Cueto.
Right.
And if that's the case, like you said, obviously if you fall down 3-0, you're not going to win the series.
No.
And
that's happened in the history of once.
Yeah, this is it's a situation where I feel better. If I feel a lot better being down 2-0 as a Cubs fan than I do as a Blue Jays fan right now. But they both have burned their number one guy. They both can hit in bunches, score runs in bunches.
Right. And I expect one of these games those teams are going to bust out. And if it's tonight and the Jays get back in it, I don't feel that bad about losing with I don't feel as bad about losing with Price as I do with Arrieta because Price has just not been very good in the playoffs. And you kind of know that going in, right?
But the one thing I'll say is the Blue Jays are a very good home team. It's not going to be easy to beat that team. And, well, quite honestly, if you're looking for the value tonight, if you think the Royals can win, and that stat I gave you about the strikeouts or about the umpire, info helps you.
That's a big deal.
The Royals plus 140 tonight.
Yeah, I like that.
Is actually a pretty good bargain.
I like that quite a bit.
And it's like minus 155 or so if you give the 1.5 runs or if you take a run and a half with the Royals. So I think this is a really key night for the Blue Jays. It's obviously stacked against them right now, and like I said, the umpire doesn't help tonight. But if anybody's bats can come to life and really do some damage, it's them. If the same Johnny Cueto shows up that showed up against the Astros,
doesn't matter.
The Blue Jays aren't hitting them either. So
no.
It's a big night for the Jays. Did you say Trichter, Jung? All right, I'm going to tell you once again about Attorney Gary Trichter, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up. Law enforcement, they're making it tough on you guys. You go out, you have a beer, you get pulled over, they're going to say, hey, you've been drinking. You might tell the truth. You might say, yeah, I had a beer at dinner tonight, which, by the way, is perfectly legal. Then they're going to want to give you a test that's designed to make you fail. They're going to accuse you of being drunk and haul you off to jail. That's not good. That's not fair. You don't want to go to jail because you had a beer or two at dinner. Listen, those tests, those machines that they're using to test you are not accurate. They're not reliable. And the technology is just no good. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist right here in Houston. What that means is he's experienced in telling the truth to juries about these tests and the science behind it. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. If you failed one of these tests, the breath test or the blood test, DWI or DUI, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Don't just go in there with some Joe Schmo lawyer out of the phone book who's going to go in and plead guilty and hope the judge goes easy on you. Go with a man who's experienced in going to trial with these cases. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they, huh?
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Tupelo's on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Another fun night out here at Tupelo's. I want to thank Chip and Shannon and all the gang for having us out here. Always love coming out. Great place, great food. Catch up on our show, stay up to date on station events, news stories, contests, and more. Log on to ESPN975.com. You know what I don't get? Like I don't watch Walking Dead anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Still follow them on Twitter. But it never occurred to me to tweet The Walking Dead about, your show sucks now, I hate you. You think they care?
No.
No.
Which, by the way, this season has actually started off pretty well.
Really?
The first episode sucked because it was like a weird flashback episode, and I was having a hard time with the timeline.
Yeah.
Second episode... strong.
And that's what I've heard, so I may check it out. We'll see. Have you watched that first Fargo yet?
No.
It's good.
Listen.
It is good.
My pet peeve is having to watch shows on my computer or my iPad.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Fargo, I mean, obviously I set the series to record last year. It didn't record the first episode.
Oh.
And it's not playing again.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, I was in total panic mode, but I guess it's on some app that my wife found or FX Now or whatever, so I'm going to have to watch it on there and then watch the rest.
I was skeptical because obviously last year where they had Martin Freeman and Billy Bob and it's such great acting. And
are you saying Ted Danson is not a great actor?
No, Ted Danson's terrific in this.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's not those guys, let's be honest. But I have to say I was blown away by the first episode. It was so much better than I was expecting. It was one of those wow episodes, so you'll like it. All right, let's do a dumbass report.
All right, you know, cops are getting fired all over the country now, and usually for shooting people they're not supposed to shoot, and that's a bad thing.
That's a negative. We're against that.
There's other things you can do, though, to get you fired if you're a cop. A man is no longer with the Anne Arundel County Police Department after he was charged for public intoxication and accused of biting another man's...
I mean, if you're into that, that's
satchel,
fine. But
his,
yes.
His man bag, you know what I'm saying.
So basically he went for the apples and not the hot dog.
That's right.
Okay,
that's right.
That's not acceptable.
He's a beans guy, not a Frank guy.
Okay.
The 31-year-old Michael Flagg is no longer employed by the department. Wouldn't elaborate why he left. He was involved in a fight in May after the victim accused Flagg of groping his female roommate. After the incident...
That's illegal?
I guess technically it could be illegal. You can't just go around groping whoever you want.
Really?
Okay. But police told news outlets that during the fight, the victim straddled Flagg to keep him from getting away, and Flagg responded by biting him in the junk. Flagg's attorney says Flagg's behavior may have been a side effect of job-related stress.
I could see that.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like, when we have a down ratings month, I just go around biting dudes in the junk because that's job-related stress.
I go around groping people. So.
I could see how that would be an acceptable excuse. Des Moines, Iowa, a man is accused of stealing a taxi after he was discharged from a hospital. His reason was he didn't want to walk home. 26-year-old Luis Rivera drove off with a vehicle shortly after he was released. The unoccupied taxi had the key in the ignition at the time. He was spotted a half hour later. Police say he had the key to the taxi in his pocket. He stole the vehicle because he didn't want to walk the 6 blocks home after being released from the hospital. Maybe not the best choice.
6 blocks?
6 blocks.
Wow.
Police say a man, by the way, Florida, a man in Florida threw a hot sauce bottle and knocked a victim unconscious in a fight over graham crackers. Riviera Beach police say Sean Thomas was eating graham crackers this week at a church that provides meals for the homeless. Authorities say Thomas became upset when someone asked for his crackers, so he picked up a bottle of hot sauce and allegedly threw it at the man's head, knocking him unconscious. You gonna finish your graham crackers? That's all I could come to mind is the cornbread line.
Yep, yep.
According to a police report, Thomas also punched another man in the throat when he tried to intervene. That's not very. Christ would frown upon throwing hot sauce at your brother.
I just would say Jesus would say don't do that.
Yeah. A woman accused of drunken driving and hitting 6 vehicles was pulled over, obviously.
How do you not stop after the first two?
I don't know.
What makes you keep going? Oh, I'm going to get a few more here.
She was rocking a .20, and
that's amateur stuff.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. When asked for her name, she gave the name Hell on Wheels. Maybe not the best call.
No.
I
call her Helen.
I got to save this story for tomorrow because we don't have time to get into it, but this is a good story. We'll go with this tomorrow. Maybe this will be the gym of the day tomorrow. I'll be in charge of the gym of the
day
tomorrow.
You got it. Gym of the day is all yours.
All right.
That's going to wrap it up. And if you're out here at Two Below, see the promo ladies. You can get signed up to win a $50 gift card. So make sure you guys get signed up. Appreciate you coming out. Want to thank all of you for listening. Want to thank everybody who came out here to Two Below tonight. Want to thank Chip and Shannon and the guys. I mean, they take great care of us out here. Love coming here. Really appreciate all of you. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, Aaron, keeping us on air. I'm going to give myself a better than Barry Warner today. Is that okay?
Today, yes.
Maybe? Okay. All right. You guys have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.